Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Norman Ross Yechiu and Zuvoris Chayuch and Befeg Bas Michal Dispasia, Echagid Bas Rabchaim Tzvi, Bechot Tzecha Vetzera, and it's based on Torah that I received from Mori Rabbi, Agon Rabchaim Harwitz Shlita. Question is, if a person forgot to count the Omer at night, so he counts during the day, like the Mechaber says, can he count before he says Berachas HaTorah or not? So l'chora, the halacha is that he should say Berachas HaTorah first, and then Sefiras Omer. Now we're going to explain. One question is it mutter to do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah? And if you hold that it's mutter, so then which mitzvah is going to be first, Berachas HaTorah or Sefiras Omer? First of all, is it mutter to do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah? B'pshuto, we don't find the chiyuv to be mevarech Berachas HaTorah before you do a mitzvah, only before you learn Torah. Berachas Yad Aleph Amud Beis, we see Amoraim will hold that certain types of learning, even you don't have to say Berachas HaTorah beforehand. And certainly before mitzvahs, so is Lehedge in the Gra, and it's B'rion Shulchan Aruch Mim Zayin Tzivkan Tes, La'alacha Mishnah Berurah Tzivkan Zayin. He says that you're allowed to do mitzvahs before Berachas HaTorah, and it's only learning that you're not allowed to do before Berachas HaTorah. However, it's well known with the Bikur Yankiv writes, Siman Tav Resh Mem Dalet, Sifkat Aleph, that if a person wants to take the Arba Minim before davening, he should only take them after Berachas HaTorah. He doesn't explain why. In the Michtavei Torah, the Ga'a of the Imre Emes, Echad Tzadik B'Kadosh Levracha, he's made on this, and he brings from the Zohar HaKadosh Parashas Tzav, that for a for a rabbinic student, doing a mitzvah is like Limud HaTorah, and therefore requires Berachas HaTorah. And it's a big discussion in the Achron and Vein Kana Makom Laharich. However, Chassidim Anshei Maisa, who are knowing to say Psukei L'Shem Yichud before a Sfira, so you say the Pasuk V'Sfaratim Lechem, you also say V'Hi Noam. So we can say that that's Aser before Berachas HaTorah. So Loma by Yiladas and Mechaber and Memvav test that even if you say Psukim Derech Bakasha V'Tachanunim, you have to say Berachas HaTorah beforehand. So here also, certainly you would have to say Berachas HaTorah beforehand. But even according to the Ramah, that you don't have to say Berachas HaTorah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes there, Sivkan Chav Zayin, that the Maisa the Ramah holds that you shouldn't say Psukim Derech Tachanunim before Berachas HaTorah. And that's why he says that you should say Berachas HaTorah right after Asher Yatzar, before you say other psukim. So it's the Birka Yosef, that you should not say psukim before you say Berachas HaTorah, even if the psukim are only being said as a tefillah. And therefore, if you're saying the Shem Yichud before Sefira Somer, you're going to be saying Psukim. So that's a good reason to say Berachas HaTorah before Sefira Somer, so that you can be able to say the Psukim. So putting aside the Shem Yichud and the Psukim, let's talk just about Berachas HaTorah, doing a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. In other words, what comes first? You're allowed to do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah, so are we going to proceed Sefiras HaOmer or Berachas HaTorah? So apparently, you should be marked in Berachas HaTorah for a number of reasons. Let's begin. The Achronim have a machlokas if Berachas HaTorah is a chiyuv Torah or a chiyuv only midrabbanan. The Pri Chadash, Reish Simen Mem Zayin, holds that it's a chiyuv Torah. So to the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Chav Dalet, and he learned it from the Ramban, Mishnah Berurah, Mem Zayin Tziv Katan Aleph writes that's Das Achinuch Mitzvah Samach Tes. Rash bebrachas mem ches amid beis. So if it brings to the Maamar Mordechai in the name of the Levush, that it's a chiyuv derabbanan. And so again, we have some opinions that Berachas HaTorah is min haTorah, and we have other opinions that Berachas HaTorah is midrabbanan. The Shagas Aryeh writes b'das haRambam that it's only derabbanan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that the Rambam holds it's min haTorah. It's machlokas what the Rambam holds, but there's certainly machlokas if Berachas HaTorah is midrabbanan of daraisa. in Yitzvira Se'omer, as Mana said that we don't have an Omer, there's a Machlokas, we don't have the Karban Omer, is it a Chiyuv Torah or not? The Rambam holds a Chiyuv Torah, Tmidim, Zayin Chav Dalet. However, the Ran, Psachim, writes that Rov Mepharshim are masking that Tzvira Se'omer is Mana Zeh. There's no Karban, so it's only the Rabban and Das Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that famous Shita, Minyan Hayamim. The lo ksiv gabei omer havei midai raisa, but minyan hashvuos lo ksiv gabei avos omer havei midai rabbanan bizman hazeh. So now, according to this, it would emerge again that according to the Yirei, the Yirei Rabbeinu Yeruchim, when it says the minyan hayamim in the Torah, it doesn't say it legabei the karban omer. When it says the shvuos, it says it legabei avos omer, and therefore it's only midrabbanan bizman hazeh. So according to this, it emerges that our question is telling in these shitas, if we say brachas haTorah and tzvirus omer bizman hazeh are both a chiyuv Torah, or if we say they're both a chiyuv derabbanan, so you can be makdim whichever you want. But if one's a chiyuv Torah, one's a chiyuv derabbanan, so you should be makdim, of course, the chiyuv Torah. Farsh Deitzach. However, it would appear that if we say that both of them are chiyuv derabbanan, you have to be makdim berachas haTorah, tzvirus omer to berachas haTorah, because the Yavetz and the Morakasiya, Tav Pei Tes, writes that tzvirus omer zman hazeh is considered kedavar shishlo ikar min haTorah. And therefore you should be makdim tzvirus omer to Mayriv, according to him, even though they're both midrabbanan. Berachas haTorah, the one who holds the Rabbanan, holds and the ikar min haTorah, and therefore you should be makdim tzvirus omer to berachas haTorah, because if they're both derabbanan, Sfira Soma has an ikar min haTorah, it's written in the Torah, and Berachas haTorah is not according to the Yavetz. However, from a daik in the postgame, it would appear that La Halacha Berachas haTorah precedes Sfira Soma, because the Linyan Sfira Soma, the Achras HaPoskim is that Bizman Hazeh, it's only a Chiv de Rabbanan, Birkei Yosef, the name of Kama Poskim, and Simon Tav Pei Tes. So to the Rav and the Shulchan Aruch and Tav Pei Tes, Yif Kam Beis, Chayadim Klal Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph, so to the Mishnah Bura, Tav Pei Tes, Yif Kam Yedalet. However, Berachas haTorah, Nechal Safik Daraisa Lo Nafek. Berachas haTorah is a Safik Daraisa. It's included in a still a suffix deraisa nachras that Omer is the Rabbanan, but Berachas haTorah might well be deraisa. Pashtus divrei Mishnah Brura in Mem Zayin Sifkan Aleph that he holds as min haTorah. Ayin Sham Dvar the Mashmos in Mishnah Brura is that he holds as min haTorah. So if you say like that, then of course Berachas haTorah comes first because the min haTorah comes before the Rabbanan. Someone who sleeps, Hashanah's Keva B'yon, Mishnah Berurah writes that he should be mechavin in the bracha of Avos Olam and Mayriv to be yotzei berachas haTorah to be choshish for the shittas that hold that sleeping by day is a hefsek. So according to this, if you already read Kriyas Shema at night and you haven't yet davened Mayriv, so what should you be makdim? You should be makdim Sfiras Olam or the berachas Avos Olam, because Sfiras Olam is a chiyuv badai and berachas haTorah is a chiyuv safek. Because maybe sleeping by day is not a hefsek. You don't have to make the bracha, and you're not meniach. The vaday mipnei hefsek, mipnei asafek. So if you already read Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, you didn't yet daven, so you should be makd in Sfiras HaOmer, Kriyas Shema Daraisa. But if you already read Kriyas Shema, and you didn't yet daven Mayriv, she acted in Sfiras HaOmer, the Berachas Avos Olam. Because Sfiras HaOmer is a Chiyuv Vadai, and Berachas haTorah is only a Chiyuv Safek. Based on what we said, the din should be then that you should be Makdim Avos Olam to Sfiras HaOmer. And even though Sfiras HaOmer is a Vadai Chiyuv, and Berachas haTorah is only a Safek, that's why we said, Why should you be makim sphere so I'm merkit sphere so I'm as a vade? And Birchas Torah Abbasalam is only a suffix. But still, we say in Rosh Hashanah that if you have two cities, and one they're blowing the shofar and the other they're saying the brachas of the of Shemoneh Esrei, go to the place where they're blowing the shofar. And the Gemara says that it's telling you that even though in the place where they're blowing it's a suffix, if you're going to find somebody to blow, in the place they're making the brachas it's a vada, you're going to find somebody who's making the brachas who could be motzi you. You should go to the place where they're blowing. Because the suffix derises before the vade derabanan. See here also, Birchas HaTorah is a suffix d'araisa, and Sfiras HaOmer is a vade d'rabbanan. So if you have a vade d'rabbanan against the suffix d'araisa wins, as we see in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, according to that, you should say Birchas HaTorah, say Abbas Olam first at night. Because even though it's a suffix, nevertheless, a suffix derabanan, a suffix deraisa, which is what Birchas HaTorah is, the suffix deraisa beats the Vade derabanan. However, this is l'chora talui in the two terutzim of the Prima Gadim. This question, what to do at night, should you say Birchas HaTorah, which is a suffix daraisa, or is it because you slept during the day, so now it's a suffix if you're chayav, or should you say Sfiras HaOmer, which is a vade derabanan? So in Pashtus, again, according to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you're makdim the suffix daraisa. And if we say Abbasalam first, wherever the Chora, it's Talui in the two Teirutz in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim and Arachayim Tavkov Tzadi Hei, Mishpisa Zav, Sivkan Aleph, asks, according to the Rambam, that's Feka Dai Raisim and Atar is Lakula. So why should you go to a place where they're blowing the Shofar? In the case of the Gemara, they're both only Deichi of Darabon. And again, when they're blowing the Shofar, you're Mesupik, if there's going to be somebody there blowing for you. So that's a suffix if you're going to be able to do Mekayim the mitzvah. So you have a suffix. So what do we say about suffix? It's derabanan. So going to the place of the shofar is only derabanan. You only have to go derabanan. Because it's a suffix, you're going to find somebody there. Suffix deraisa min atar is lakula. Only lachum derabanan. So therefore it's only derabanan to go to the place where they're blowing. So since they're both derabanan, why should you go to the... Why should you go to the suffix kia shofar, go to the vade brachas? Anyway, they're both derabanan. That's the kash of the Prima Gadim. The answer is there, it's different, because he's definitely chayv in tkiyas daraisa. Just a suffix if he's going to be able to do it. So you know why he should go to the place where they're blowing? Because he's definitely chayv in tkiyas daraisa. However, in the psicha koileles, the answer is that a chiyuv derabanan that comes mikoyach suffik daraisa precedes a chiyuv derabanan that doesn't become mikoyach daraisa. So therefore, what do you makdim? You makdim the tkiyah shofar, which is the chiyuv derabanan that comes mikoyach suffik daraisa, that precedes the brachas, which is a chiyuv derabanan that doesn't come mikoyach daraisa. So he has two reasons why you go to the place they're blowing. Either because your vade chayv in tkiyas daraisa, even though that going is only derabanan because it's a suffix, but the tkiyas are daraisa, your vade chayv in tkiyas daraisa. Since you're mesupik, if there's going to be anybody that will blow for you, it's only derabanan. But you know that you started off with the chiyav daraisa, to hear tkiyas. Just in this case, you're only chayv derabanan because it's suffix you're going to find anybody. But your vade start with the chiyuv tkiyas daraisa. Just a suffix you're going to be able to do it. And therefore, that precedes the brachas. According to the second teretz, the chiyuv derabanan that comes mikoch a suffix daraisa, ait kiyas, precedes a chiyuv derabanan that doesn't come mikoch a daraisa. i.e. the brachas. According to this, let's say you have a suffik daraisa, which is a suffik b'chiyuv, not b'afsharut v'kayma. It's a suffik in the etzem chiyuv. Are you actually obligated? So according to the first teretz, we have no makor from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that you should be makdim the suffik daraisa to the chiyuv derabanan. Because all you proof in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah was that you're makdim the suffik daraisa, that you have a suffik if you have a possibility of being mekayimit. There's no suffik in the chiyuv. There's a suffik if you're going to be able to be mekayim. That's where we're makdim the daraisa. What about if you have a suffik in the chiyuv? And that's our case. Our case is when the Berachas HaTorah, you have a suffik in the chiyuv. So we don't have a source from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that you're makdim the daraisa where it's a suffik in the etzem chiyuv. You only have there that you're makdim where it's a suffik in the possibility of being the kaimen. That's according to the first teretz of the Prima Kadim. According to the second teretz of the Prima Kadim, that a chiyuv derabanan that comes mikocha suffik daraisa is stronger. So here also, you have at night, you have the Berachas HaTorah, which is a suffik. You have a chiyuv derabanan. You have a suffik, you have a chiyuv Berachas HaTorah, but it's coming mikocha daraisa. Since it's a chiyuv derabanan that comes mikocha daraisa, that's going to proceed, that's going to go before the vadei chiyuv derabanan. And therefore, you would be makdim the avos olam to sfiras haomer. So our shaila of Berachas HaTorah and Ma'ariv after Hashanah's Keva B'Yom, which is a suffik in the Chiyuv, against Sfiras HaOmer, is totally in the two Teirutzim. But according to the first Teretz, we have no Achra, and according to the second Teretz, you'd be makdim in Berachas HaTorah. However, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a famous tshuva, kamas and tes, somebody who has money to buy tefillin, on Chol HaMoed, or lulav on Chol HaMoed, he should buy tefillin. Because tefillin on Chol HaMoed is suffik daraisa. And lulav on Chol HaMoed, this is a chiyuv derabanan. And a suffik daraisa of tefillin on Chol HaMoed precedes a vadei derabanan, like we find in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Ein Sham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now tefillin b'Chol HaMoed is a suffik b'chiyuv. The suffik if you're b'chal chayiv. So you see the Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that even in such an instance, it's a suffik b'chiyuv. In other words, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is talking about a suffik in the possibility of being mekayim. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger is talking about a case where it's a suffik in the chiyuv. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger still holds that a suffik in the chiyuv is like a suffik in the possibility to be mekayim. And normally you should be makdim the suffik chiyuv daraisa, i.e. tefillin before lulav, which is a vadi derabbanan. Therefore, what then? You should be maktiv at night. The suffik chiyuv daraisa b'Berachas HaTorah before sfiras haomer. And again, during the day, you'd be maktiv this. You'd be maktiv b'Berachas HaTorah because the hachra is that according to Mishnah Berurah, b'Berachas HaTorah is daraisa, and omer is only derabbanan. Beautiful. I hope that was clear. Another issue that you have lahakti in Berachas HaTorah l'sfiras haomer, possibly we can say as follows. Another possible reason why you'd be makdim Berachas HaTorah l'sfiras haomer is that Berachas HaTorah is tadir more than sfiras haomer. It's more common. And according to this reason, we would add that even if we hold Berachas HaTorah is a chiyuv derabanan and sfiras haomer is man as a chiyuv Torah, in other words, l'das haramam holds Berachas HaTorah is derabanan and shagas aryeh, and so some of the Ram writes Lahedja that's Daraisa. Nevertheless, you should be makdim Berachas HaTorah. Because if you have a mitzvah to dir derabanan against a mitzvah shena to dir daraisa, we find 3 days in Achronim what to do tzlach, brachas, and bezam, and aleph. You should be makdim the mitzvah daraisa, even though it's not tadir. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Gilin Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Simon Zion, do whatever you want. Because the mitzvah daraisa is makudish against the derabanan. So Tadir and Makudish, if you have a Tadir, which is here in the Darabanan, against the Makudish, which is here in the Daraisa, And we paskin, you get to choose. That's opinion number two. That's Shagas Aryeh. And Simon Chav Beis, that you should be makdim the mitzvah de Rabbanan hatadira. So according to that, Sfir Yisrael and Berech Hastor, according to the Shagas Aryeh, but that's a Rambam. The din is you should be makdim birchas hatorah. Why should you be makdim birchas hatorah? Because it's tadir. Das hatzlach, it should be makdim Sfir Yisrael, because it's daraisa. Son, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, you get to choose what to do. However, it would appear that we can say a chiddush, and that is that the Yavitz in the Morak Tzias and the Tav Peites writes, Shemikar Adin Sfir Yisrael Mekademis L'Tfilas Arvis. And he gives two reasons. Why Sfir Yisrael before Ma'ariv? Either because Sfir Yisrael is Daraisa and Ma'ariv is Darabanan, and Daraisa is more Mekudish, and therefore do the Mekudish. And according to that, the Kriya Shema of Ma'ariv precedes Sfir Yisrael because it's Mekudish and Tadir. And also, since Sfir Yisrael requires Tmimus, like Tosfos writes in Menachos Samach Vav Amud Aleph, so to the Or Zeruah, but for that reason, you have to be Sefer Samach L'Chashecha Mamish. So it requires Tamim, that it should be complete, so that's counted Samach L'Chashecha. And the Mishnah Brura, so again, so two reasons why you're makdim Sfir Yisrael. Number one, because it's Daraisa, against Ma'ariv, which is Darabanan. And number two, it's Tmimus. Now, the Mishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha, brings the Yavitz, and the Chavis Yair, that Me'ikar Adin, you have to be makdim Ma'ariv, which is Tadir. Unlike the Yavitz, you have to be makdim Ma'ariv, so he brings the Yavitz, but he also brings the Chavis Yair, but you have to, Me'ikar Adin, you have to be makdim Ma'ariv, which is Tadir. And this machlokas we also find in B'tiyas Chametz. Mishnah Brura brings Shtav Ma'ariv. V'davni Ma'ariv b'yichidus, you should first check and then you should daven. And he brings the Chavis Yair that first you should daven and then you should check. And he's not machriya whether to do B'dika first or Tefillah first. According to this Yesh L'Stapik Safik Nifla, somebody who wasn't Sofer B'tchilas HaLayla, when he counts later on, at night, does he have to be Makdim, the Sphira Kamish Efshim Shem Tmimus Allah? We can say that since, anyway, he's not going to be Makayim Tmimus Kedino, because he wasn't Sofer B'tchilas HaLayla. So there's no Inyan, there's Dari's V'lispor, except many times reason Makdim. Or maybe it's true, he's not going to be Makam Tumis at all, but the earlier he counts, the more Tamim it is. Misfar would appear like the second sound. So if what we're saying is correct, so if so, Wadin, somebody who forgot to count at night and wants to count by day, here also, if you have to be Makdim the Sfira, Kohol Efshir, it's Tumimis. And if so, even though Birchas HaTorah is Tadir, Birchas HaTorah is more frequent, nevertheless, Ladas HaYavitz, the then would be that you should be Sofer Sfir Yisrael and then say Berachos HaTorah. Because what does the Yavitz hold? The Yavitz holds that Sfir Yisrael precedes Ma'ariv because of Tmimis. So also in the morning, you should be Makdim Sfira, because then you'll be Marviach the Inyan of Tmimis. So even though Berachos HaTorah is Tadir, but according to the Yavitz, you should be Sofer Sfir Yisrael, and only then say Berachos HaTorah. So you're Mavriach the Tmimas. We still have a lot more to say, so please stay tuned, and we will meet Hashem. See more Neflas, Mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. We know that we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.